I'm here today with Desiree Dorian, and she has a bunch of stuff going on right now, and we're going to talk to her all about it. She's currently at the Esoto Kino Artist Development Program here in Calgary, and she's there as a mentor. Thank you so much for joining us on the Windspeaker Radio Network today, and how are you doing today, Desiree?
I'm doing well. How are you? It's been a long time.
It has been a long time, and I am doing good. Well, maybe we can start, and you can tell us a little bit about your role at the Esoto Kino Artist Mentorship Program.
Yeah, well, I've been brought in as one of the mentors, which I laugh about now because that really just means that I'm getting old. but yeah, just working with emerging artists, talking about the, you know, the business end of music, and which I also call the fun stuff. Then they have a performance tomorrow evening at the King Eddie.
Yeah, that should be good. I know our community reporter, Keith Driver, is planning on being there so he can get some photos of the whole thing at the King Eddie. So that should be a good night for sure.
Yeah, you know, I think that these things are super important. I mean, when I was coming up in music, there was no such thing as, you know, mentorship programs and business skill development camps specific to music. I think it wasn't until AMP Camp, which I think you were a part of as well.
Yes.
In the late 2010, you know, when that started to kind of take off. But yeah, I mean, if we had something like this when I was coming up and, you know, 14, 15 years old, it'd be interesting to see how much that would have, you know, helped drive my career at an earlier stage.
That's something that a lot of people may not know about you, is you have been doing this since you were 14 or 15 years old. Isn't that right?
Yeah. I've been in this for 26 years. So a heck of a long time. I released my first album when I was 14, and that was my part-time job all throughout high school, was playing, you know, different events and festivals and, yeah, all kinds of things.
Well, I would say that the participants of the Esoto Kino program are very lucky to have somebody with your wealth of experience to kind of guide them through the early stages of their career.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I mean, I hope that I'm being useful around here.
Well, I'm sure you are. I'm sure you are. So you're heading out on tour as well. You're going to the CCMAs in Hamilton?
Yeah, so I'm heading to the CCMA on Friday. I'm playing Blue Jay Session Friday night in Hamilton, which I'm super excited about. I love the Blue Jay Sessions. Then Saturday, I'm playing the Manitoba Country Music Association Showcase. And then I fly home on Sunday and see my daughters for three nights. And then I hit the road again on September 20th. I'm touring Southern Ontario, playing 10 shows in eight nights. And then I fly back to Winnipeg, and then I play the Bomber game on the 29th.
Yeah, that's incredible. You must be very excited to get out there on the road and, you know, get to perform in front of a bunch of new people in Ontario.
Yeah, I am pumped. I love being on the road. I mean, it's exhausting at the same time. You know, you work hard to put these tours together, so it's really exciting to watch them come to fruition.
Yes. And I also saw on your social media that you're nominated for a few Manitoba Country Music Awards as well this year.
Yeah, I got three nominations, which is always kind of nice. I mean, it really just tells me that my peers in the industry are appreciating what I'm doing in that particular year, and that they should recognize me with a nomination. So that's pretty cool.
That is cool. So do you have any new music coming out in the near future?
Oh my gosh, I am currently working on a Roots Americana project.
Ooh.
Which I'm super excited about, looking to release that in June next year. Yeah.
Incredible. So what can fans expect from that? How is that going to be different from, say, your country recordings?
Oh, it's going to be completely stripped down, very acoustic, very raw, lyrically really vulnerable. I'm really nervous about it, to be honest.
I think a little more of the traditional country music has actually moved into that Americana market, where they really showcase, you know, the stories of country music of, you know, the past. And Americana music listeners really embrace that more traditional country sound.
I mean, I grew up on traditional country music, right? Like, I grew up listening to Kitty Wells and Loretta Lynn and Dolly Parton, Merle Haggard, Kris Kristofferson, like, all of those old pioneers. That's one of the things that drew me to country music, is, you know, the stories, the lyricism. And I feel like, as much as I love and appreciate modern country music, you know, I feel like sometimes we're missing some of that in the, you know, current country music that we're consuming. So this felt like a natural extension for me to just kind of go back to my roots a little bit and tell some honest stories.
think it's, as an artist, you know, you have to expand what you're doing and move in different directions, because you never stay stagnant as an artist. And I know that you're always constantly writing new material, and maybe that material, the new material fits better in that area. So, you know, that's actually a very, it's a brave thing to do, because I know you're fairly well established in country music, and now you're going to step out of your comfort zone.
Well, thank you. We'll see what happens.
Now, you're dealing with all these up-and-coming artists through the Esoto Kino program. What is one good piece of advice that you've given them that you can share with us, with all the listeners today?
Something I tell anybody that I'm working with in a mentorship capacity is that whatever you lack in talent, you can make up for in hard work to a certain extent. You know, be aware of your weaknesses and work hard. Just work hard. If you can work harder than the next artist, you're going to create more opportunities for yourself than the artist sitting next to you. That's really what it's about. It boils down to, you know, how much do you want to work in this?
That's
because
true.
It is a lot of work.
Thank you so much for, you know, spending just a little piece of your time. I know you're super busy today at the program, but I'm really thankful that you took a few minutes to chat with us today.
Anytime, Trent. Anytime.